everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is going to be another good show, I hope, here. We'll see what how it goes. Remember, you people are out there listening, and you can ask questions. You can call into BBS. And today our show is Wednesday, May 26th. And get on the fast chat. Call in if you wish also. So let's do some healings here for everybody. And let's do a healing for stress. So this will be a stress clearing. If you have any stress in your life, just think of something right now, and we'll have it released from you. So here we go. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do trauma. Remember, these are all normally invisible energetic bodies that live with you, contain and hold these negative energies. And the negative energies are all under the main umbrella, and the common denominator is judgment and mind control, mind energy, and also time. So whenever you're in time, all these things you're dealing with. So here we go, a trauma release. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a emotional body release here. One, two, three, four, and five. And a feeling body. These are all invisible energetic bodies. So think of a feeling or feelings that happened to you that you didn't like. And we'll release that density from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. So people asking me in the last week or so about what the difference is between the unlimited clearings on the website and the whole lifetime clearing. So basically, when you go onto the website, you first must do your whole lifetime clearing. And then after that, that clears this lifetime away. And then from there, you can do the unlimited, which will keep you current from the other one. You can't go into the other one first because it won't ever clear out this lifetime. So you always want to do your whole lifetime one before you do the unlimited, which is the one that would come second. So I just wanted to clarify that for some people out there. I had people asking me about that. Let's do a pain body release here. So here we go. Pain body release. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's just pick a pain that you've had, which is probably a long, long time ago. We'll pick a pain between the age of 3 years of age and five. So that could be anything. Could be crawling on your knees. Could be falling down, you know. In the early stages of knowing how to maneuver around, not knowing where you're going, running into things. So this could be maybe more knee-related and head-related. So here we go. We'll do the age of three. This is a sample here. This will take away some of the pain that you might have. And just see if your body changes. Maybe you're holding your body a certain way. Maybe you're walking a certain way. Maybe you're afraid of a certain movement, and that's because your body's being held tightly in this energy field, which was created at the age that we're clearing here. So let's do age three. So here we go, taking away pain. And when you're in pain, you don't want to move your body too far. It might cause more pain, so you might be very rigid. So here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. Now check your body movement. Just see if you feel a little more at ease. And this is a good thing to do. Maybe bend over and stretch, twist, and just see how you're doing. Next, we'll do the age of four. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, just kind of sample your body. And now we're going to do age five. A pain body clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. This is just kind of a sample here. And just kind of take note and just see how your body's responding to having the pain released from it that you probably are not feeling now, but your body is reacting to that. So let's do a mind to heart drop. as we do on most of the shows here. And this should be well ingrained in if you've heard a few of these programs. Plus, you should be doing it 3 times a day anyway. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor, say, is your awakening thoughts in your head. First floor is your heart center. So your head's in time. We're going to take you from being in time in the dark reality into your heart where you're out of time into peace. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So just kind of sample the energy, think a thought, and just see how your body is responding. You should feel pretty much at ease, at peace, and that's the way you're supposed to be right now. So again, just sit there, relax, and sample this wonderful energy. Communicate if you wish to your spirit, and hopefully it's going to communicate back to you. If you don't feel that energy from your spirit, it's still there, then you may wish to have the energy coming to you some other way. And I'll mention BBS does have a telephone number that you can call in on to actually hear the show on station 1. So I'll give you that number if you wish to write it down, everybody. And this is for people who maybe have a cell phone who cannot be on their computer. So this is a station 1 number. So it's 712-432-0075. So I'll repeat that. 712-432-0075. So we have 3 shows on station 1, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturdays. And once you call in, you're prompted with the PIN number. And that PIN number is 652957, then the pound sign. So I'll repeat that, 652957. So hopefully if you can't come to a computer, you can just come on to the phone line and actually hear us. So let's, and I'll give you the station 2 PIN number. So this is our Friday night shows. So station 2 PIN number, it's the same phone number. It's 318116, and that's 318116. So you can jot those down, and it might be very useful for you. So we'll see if our co-host is out there, Sylvia. You out there in Cyberland, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, and welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you, Ron, for getting us started with those wonderful clearing samples and getting everyone heart-centered, which just feels so good, and for reminding us to do that throughout the day. And I guess we will see if anybody has any particular questions or clearing samples that they'd like to experience, and we welcome you to type those into the fast chat or to call in and come on live if you'd like to do that. We would love to have you. And we'll get into whatever people are interested in talking about and also talk about some of the great clearings on Ron's website that you can take advantage of and do anytime, 24/7, that you have internet access. So actually, Ron, I'd love to ask you about one of the newer clearings on the website, if I could. And I was curious about it. It's listed under Matrix Cording Removal, and it says Media and News Event Trauma Removal.
Okay. The media one deals with what you have heard, maybe on TV, on the radio, people talking, where you get tied into that energy, hooked into it, corded into it, and you have nothing, no way to get yourself out of it. You know, and you don't know what to do. You're kind of in despair. And the Matrix one happens to deal with alien transmissions that you're unaware of. So the media one is physical, where the Matrix one would be probably subliminal. That's probably the major difference, you know. And so that enables you to clear out these two different types and styles of energies.
Wonderful. Maybe we can talk more about that in a little bit, but I just heard a beep, so I think we might have a caller on the line. Is someone there?
Yes, I'm Larry. How are you?
Great. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Larry.
I'm fine, thank you. So I had a comment tonight, and my comment was simply that in the movies, like Superman, Superman is an alien because he comes from another planet, and then his mother and father is a god and a goddess, and he's supposed to repair the infrastructure, like the bridges and all, when he comes here as an alien. But however, the infrastructure, the bridges are not being repaired right now, so it's not really true that the aliens help us to repair the bridges. And then you've got the Spider-Man, who seems to be half man and half spider. He's a shapeshifter, and he brings justice back. The only thing is, the aliens haven't brought, our shapeshifters haven't brought justice back to us, like in the movie Spider-Man, like they promised to do. In the movie Batman, you've got half man and half bat, and he fights against the Joker, who's half penguin and half human. They're like two shapeshifters that fight against each other, two races, and they're fighting for power over the people. But once again, Batman doesn't bring justice back to the people or the light back to the people. Then you've got Pinocchio, who's a puppet like the people, and he has to obey his master, who's like an alien, before he can get his life back again. And so I don't understand these heroes that are in the movies that characterize the aliens. They don't teach you to come back to the light. So how can they be helping anyone? That's my question.
Yeah, that's very good. And they give you kind of false hope, you know. And, you know, everything sort of, you know, falls short of the target. And, yeah, you know, remember, everybody's looking outside of themselves for that carrot, you know, and never out there. It's like the old cartoon, you know, with the a dog walking with a hot dog, you know, on a string in front of him that's attached to his body, and it's always just out of reach. But he smells it and always tries to bite it, but it can never get it into his mouth. And, yeah, they never tell you to go to your spirit, to connect to yourself. They're always telling you what they can do for you. But it never seems to come completely to closure, okay, whatever it is. You know, they might say they're doing something, and then they say, well, we couldn't do it because of this here. But, you know, and that gets people's energies all kind of riled up. Remember, the dark side lives on your emotions. So I kind of gave this example in the past. Let's just say that you're reading somebody's website, and they're channeling some grand poobah from someplace, okay, that is in the know. Well, right away you know that if it's in the know like that, that it has to be darkness because it has a prediction. So all of a sudden, you know, the person channeling says, you know, we're going to have Nisara come about in 2 days from now, and the IRS is going to be eliminated, you know, all the senators and congressmen are no longer going to be there. It's going to be, you know, people running the country, et cetera. You know, all the debts are going to be erased. You know, it's kind of things like that. Now, I'm not saying that I'm 100% correct, but it's supposed to be something for people to get money back. And all their debts are eliminated, the interest, et cetera. So all of a sudden you hear that, man, and you're really, really, really excited because, man, this channeler is right on, it's going to be happening, I've heard about it, you know, since it was signed by President Clinton a long time ago, and it's finally here, so now you're excited, and maybe you happen to really believe that, and you go out now and you go out and buy a brand new car and you put yourself in debt on your credit card or something. But you're really excited because you believe this is going to happen. And all of a sudden, 2 days comes by, and you're waiting for that announcement. We'll say it's supposed to be at noontime, and it doesn't happen. And you go, boy, why isn't the government talking about this here? This website said that they all knew about it. And you go, man, what's happening here? And then all of a sudden, you start kind of wondering, well, maybe they're just an hour off. And you're still kind of excited. Well, after about 3 or 4 days, remember, the dark side lives off your emotional energy. And so they're living off you initially when they told you this information, and you're really excited. So that's emotional energy of excitement. They don't care if it's negative or positive. So they've taken all of your life force from you because you're exuding all this out of you. You're leaking it. And then now after maybe a few days or a week, now you're really pissed off, upset because you got into debt and it didn't come true, and they gave you some kind of cock and bull story why it didn't happen. And the aliens are still living off of you. They don't care. But now what's happening to you? And this is kind of what basically is happening, is that, you know, people are not becoming responsible for their spirit energy, and they're not connecting with their spirit to find out what's really happening. Remember, everything is in the darkness is in time. So when you live in that time-based reality, you know, that's where you are. When you're in the moment with your spirit, then you're out of time. And so when you're out of time, then you're in peace. And you can't naturally be in judgment when you're in peace. And so they cannot take your energy when you're in the moment. And so what you're kind of saying, I think, in a roundabout way, too, is if all these things are alien to our planet, different types of beings that they're showing us, they never can completely come in here, and the movies show that, and they can never resolve anything, but they can come close to it, but nothing really happens. And that's kind of what I'm hearing you say. And it's just, you know, giving you a clue that maybe there's something out there that you can trust and believe in, but believe me, the only thing you really trust in is your own self, which is your own spirit. It'll never lie to you. So thank you for calling, Larry. If you have anything else to add to what I said, I'd be happy to hear you comment on that.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, I believe we have to go by the light, too. I believe it's a contradiction when they promise us things. I think that we can't put our faith in their contradictions. We have to put our faith in the light, the way it's guiding and directing us, and that's the only source we have to release and heal the densities within us.
And it can't be the light of the darkness. It has to be the light that your spirit's connected to.
Uh-huh. So I'd like to get a healing to release that, if we can, tonight.
Sure, okay. We'll do a healing to release. Just think of an issue, everybody, that maybe you were hoping to have something happen. You know, maybe you went to a channeler and they said, man, you're going to be winning $1 million if you go to Las Vegas, but it'll cost you $1,000. And so you went out and you got the $1,000 and you went to where they told you to go to and it didn't happen. Now you're upset, or maybe you've been upset for years. Maybe it's yourself thinking that you got duped, or maybe at the person telling you the information or the place that took your money. But you still hold that resentment and the anger. And remember, the dark side is still living on that. So here we go. I'm going to release that. So whatever you want to release, it's up to you. And we'll see if we can help you out with this situation where you felt like you got betrayed or you betrayed yourself. So here we go. I'll count to five. Just think of something right now, and the healing will start. In fact, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen about an inch down on the scroll bar. If you're brand new to the program here and just listening to the audio, which is Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, scroll down about an inch, and bring up the light beam. So we're going to energize the light beam first. I'll count to 10, then we'll release this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that looks pretty good. Do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's get rid of the energy here. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, counted to 10 instead. Must have been some more energy there. I'll do it again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace again.
Okay, great. So thank you for calling, Larry, and thank you for that wonderful healing, Ron. That was pretty cool to experience that. And, you know, I was thinking about the things that people, you know, are often told by readers or channelers who could actually put people off of their spiritual path by telling them something that could be like just a timeline of the future that maybe the dark side has in store for them instead of really their own creation. So can you talk a little bit about that and how to for people to kind of avoid that pitfall?
Yeah, it's kind of complicated because a lot of times the readers could be giving you very accurate information about something. So I'm not bashing readers in general. What I am saying is that if the dark side chose to give you a broken leg and you had a reading saying, you know, not to do or go someplace because that could happen to you, is the dark side now going to want both your legs broken, okay? Another way to look at it. Are they going to be upset with you for knowing what you're doing? Because the reader is reading a dark side script for you. They're reading your natal chart. And then what kind of situation or what are they going to be doing to the poor reader because they gave you this information, you know? People don't understand that. They think that everything is free, you know, that the reader is doing this energy work. You know, they're probably charging you, but you think that they're just tuning in and it's free to that reader, okay? That so they have, we'll just say, special glasses on, in a sense, or special antennas, and they're able to connect and find out this information for you. To them, it's free energetically, and they charge you money. And you go, wow, this is a great gift for this person to do this. Well, what harm are you causing that reader when you have a reading done? Because there is a trade-off, believe me. So I just thought I'd throw that out to you there. Because people don't look at it that way. Neither do the readers. They think they're oblivious. So when you do get the dark side script read to you, can it help you? Yes. But you better be responsible for your life. Because the only reason why they're doing a reading for you is because you're not responsible. You don't understand what's coming up in your life because you're relying on something outside of yourself to get your answers. And that's just the way humanity is probably taught and raised, because they disempower you from the spiritual aspect of connecting to your spirit. I have a question that was sent to me. And I'll kind of answer that now. I want to know what the difference is in the mind of our body's voice versus our spirit's voice. So this is quite different, okay? So the mind of your body, that's your body organism. And that's how it communicates to you, sometimes needing something. And I think there's a phrase out there, or a healing modality, I think it's called body talk. Where people actually communicate with the body directly. Or another way of looking at it is typical muscle testing. Now, they may not be the same, so I'm not saying that they are, but I'm just giving you a couple of examples. The body, or body testing, arm testing, etc., isn't always correct because you could have an entity in you. So let's just say that a person's testing your body, doing arm movements, okay, and the entity in you really loves to have sugar. And so the practitioner asks you know, is this product good for you or not? And it may have sugar in it. And the other day is going to say, man, I want that. So it may actually override your body's signal. That's what I'm trying to say to you. The other thing is to connect with your spirit to find out. So your spirit energy is in you. It's in your heart center. And it's not in judgment, but it will guide you a certain way. Maybe not the way that you want it to. Okay, it's not going to hit you over the head and say, don't have sugar, but it might attempt to show you in discernment. Okay, remember, the difference between judgment anything else is discernment. So you want to look for the discernment in things versus judgment. And there's a big difference there. So your mind of your body is like your healer. It's your organism that talks with you. And the next thing is that you may want to, you know, connect with your spirit. And if you can't hear it, then ask to have it come through, you know, different ways so that you're able to connect with it. So I guess hopefully I answered that question. I think we had a beep there, so somebody come on.
Yep. Hi.
Hello. Welcome. Yes, we can hear you. What's your name, please?
There's a buzz on my line. Sorry, it's a transformer outside.
Okay, no problem.
Hi, Ron. I love the close of the crown chakra that you did on Ask One Radio on Monday.
Okay.
It felt tight, and it was like the top part of my head, like it closed right off, and it's still tight.
Well, that's very good. Normally, the energy will last for maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour. So if yours is
maybe I got a headache now.
Wonderful.
But,
so would you like to tell the people how you feel since that happened to you?
Well, when it happened, I tried to type it on the fast chat, but I just kind of mixed up. But when you closed it, it felt like everything just went swoop. It just closed right up. And I did feel heavier and warmer on the top part of the head. But when you reopened it, it did feel like a sprinkler. I mean, it had that just energy just pouring out. So then I got this image of kind of like a plant or a sea animal. I think they're called amones. Anyways, they're kind of like tubular, and they have these little flower things on the top that move around. And then when something touches it or something, it goes right back into the plant. It closes up. So that's the first image that I got. And, it felt good. And I feel like I have a lot more spirit at that time than when you did that. So thank you.
Very welcome. Yeah, getting that crown chakra closed up. Remember, the New Age movement wants it opened up. So we'll do that now. I can hold it for probably about 15 minutes or so, or to the end of the show here. I don't have enough energy to sustain keeping it open for everybody, or I mean keeping it closed for everybody. So here we go. If you wish to have this done, you can. It's up to you. This show is all about free will, free choice, so I can't say that, you know, this is going to work for everybody. It will if you wish it to, and, you know, your spirit will help do that. But if your mind goes, no, I don't want to have that done, et cetera, then I won't go against your free will. So that's why I say it's best to always talk to your spirit first. But this is a necessary thing, which we'll be doing on the website here. The reason why you want to have your crown chakra closed, and I'm going against probably everybody out there in the New Age movement, literally, is because that's the way the jellyfish energy attaches to you, and the aliens connect to you through energetic cords that come out of your top of your head. So they're courting you. This is what you're feeling. So just food for thought for everybody. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as you get closed down. Now, you're going to feel heavier, and you might feel like you lost some of your psychic ability because you're not out there dangling around in the universe, okay? But you will feel self-contained. This is how I believe people have expressed it. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just sit there and see how you're feeling. You should feel heavier. You should feel like, you know, you're prison, I believe. So we'll check out the fast chat to see what people are talking about here. And if you wish to call in, by all means, ask a question. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. Way back at the beginning of the hour, we had a couple of requests on the fast chat. I believe one of them was for an Earth-based entity clearing, and the other was for an alien entity clearing.
Okay, what was the first one again?
The Earth-based entities.
Okay, so you want first one is emotional bodies, and then we'll do an alien one. Oh, boy, here we go. Entities. Now, this you should be doing yourself, everybody. Okay, so here we go. These are emotional bodies, which you call ghosts. They come into you through your physical pain. If you have any, they'll attach to you. They'll attach to you when you ask them, invite them to come in. You know, oh, I need help now with this here, you know. Then, sure, they'll come in because you're giving them permission, okay? And they'll also come in because they want to take your energy. And they love to body hop through people that are in a confrontational mode. And also through relatives. So here we go. Take away some emotional bodies out of you that should not be with you. You could call them, the most negative word would probably be the ones that are demonic, you know, entities. Those typically are alien. But, this is like being possessed, okay? Here we go. So taking these away, so I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. There, those are released now. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit back in. Remember, you can only have as much spirit in your body as your body will allow it to be in you. Okay? So if it's full of entities, it can't come in. It's like a glass of water. Is it filled to the top? If it is, what's in there? You know, do you have rocks in the water along with your spirit, or is it all water or all rocks? You know, you have to get rid of something to bring in something new. So here we go, bringing in your spirit. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we're going to do alien entities in your body. So we'll first do some of the bodies, which I call a shapeshifter. So these sit in your body. They're invisible, typically. Sometimes they come forward, and they may make your face look a little different. You might have an actual physical face structural change. That happens with some people. You know, kind of like a werewolf type of person, okay? And other times you might just see somebody out there as you look at them, they look different, and then you look back at them and they're back to normal. Maybe their eyes changed, kind of like a reptilian eye. So here we go, shapeshifters. So these are true alien energies with you. And these are conscious, they're living, but you just can't normally see them, but they hide inside of you. So here we go, taking some of these out. And they go to the light if they wish. This is, I have the website, a free clearing for darkness to light. You may want to do this daily on yourself to get rid of these here. And they may want to come into the light. So they may be bugging you because they want to come into the light. You think that you're having a physical attack by them. And that's the way you could interpret that, which is very, very common. So here we go. Count to 10. Is it for the shapeshifter? So 1. 2, oh boy, a lot of them are leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, yawning again. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's the difference. The emotional ones that are here on this planet can come into you, bring you physical illnesses, ailments, etc. Can bring you like allergic reactions to things because they're bringing in their whole storyline of your life, and that's wrapping around. Remember, your illnesses are caused by typically the emotions, okay? So if you bring in somebody else's genetic DNA into you from this emotional body, now you become them along with yourself. That makes it even worse. I won't get into that, but you can kind of picture what's happening to us down here. So the physical body, you know, the poor physical body that you have is set up from the get-go, not to survive here. And so I'm just going to talk a moment about that. Some people don't really honor their body. If you know how much your body is struggling to live here and to survive in this dark-based reality, if you really had a clue, you would really honor your body more and understand how important these clearings are to have for it. Most people live in their mental body, inside of their head, and all they do is live for the weekend. And, you know, the body will still plug along. You know, you can abuse it. You know, it'll still move and wiggle and do what it can do, and eventually it'll die because of your lack of consciousness for its survival. And this is what happened. So to me, it's very sad to see people who just are not even, you know, understanding how important it is to have these clearings and how they use their body. Remember, your body is under attack by the aliens every second of every day. You don't know that typically. And the shapeshifters come into it. The emotional bodies come into it from other people. And your poor body is attempting to survive down here, and it's still doing it. Look how old you are. It had to overcome all of these poor things that's happened to it, and it's still living. Just think how strong this body actually is to hang on to life, to love life so much that it'll take all of this negativity. So I just thought I'd pass that on to you, because most people are oblivious. They're completely, I guess I should use the word ignorant. They don't know, okay? So it's much better to be ignorant than it is to be stupid. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we've got quite a lot of comments, Ron, that I just want to pass along to you from the listeners about that crown chakra sealing that you did or closing so that those energies like the jellyfish and whatnot couldn't come in. So Peter from Australia says that it was a relief, like a roof over top, now tight shut. And let's see, Alexander said, wow, testimony from the Bay Area here, crown chakra closing was great. Felt like two garage doors closing on top of my head. And let's see, Alexander said, just want to say thank you, Ron, and I love to do the light to dark healing on my mom. Whenever she becomes angry, it always makes her nice. So that's great. So that's the online clearing for that. And let's see, wanted to say thank you again to Everett for calling in and requesting that clearing. And this brought up another question from now on the fast chat when he was talking about feeling like when the crown chakra was open that maybe there was like a sea anemone on his head or something like that. Do you get that is something like the jellyfish and the octopus energies, like the alien energies that need to be cleared?
Yeah, more than likely, yeah. That's why we do the 8-hour calls on Sunday, yeah. So I would say that would be it. You can also go on the website and, you know, for $30 a month, do the alien attack removal. And one of those life forms, under parasitic life forms, I believe, is the jellyfish. And you may want to continuously clear that from you. There's other ones, too. And you may find your favorite one or, you know, find the particular species or whatever there is out there that like you more than the other ones. So remember, it's very interesting as I talk with people how they like that particular, you know, clearing because they can get the stuff off of them. And remember, they still come in. Unfortunately, you know, it takes more than one time to get these off. Just remember, you know, a beginning person would say, gee, Ron, I have this clearing. Why am I not fixed? Well, look at your neighbor, you know, or look at a couple neighbors. Are they going to church every Sunday or doing something on Saturdays where they're praying outside of themselves, bringing in stuff to hurt you? Yeah, they are. They're connecting to the God energies, bringing in more aliens here. So if you're wondering why you're having problems, the light shift can deal with so much of it, you know, and can help you out to a certain extent. But as long as you have people on the planet here, you know, being counterproductive toward the light shift to source energy, then using that free will, they can cause harm. This is why we're in the state of affairs that we're in now. So that's kind of my answer to that, in case somebody was wondering, you know, why just one healing won't fix you. You know, and then also go on the VBS call on 8/28 of last year, 09, and listen to that one, and you can just see a little more of the complexity of it. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
So then for our listeners, Ron, that are using the online clearing that you were talking about just a minute ago, where you can clear off the jellyfish and the different energies, then in the box where you can type in the name of something if it's not on the drop-down list, could people then type in anemone and see if that works for them as well?
Oh, yes, I would try that, of course. Just type in something that, you know, you may want to ask your body, you may want to check your thoughts to see what's connecting to you. So your thoughts are controlled by the darkness. And so the darkness might give you these particular life forms in a vision and a dream or something, and that's what's connecting to you. So, yeah, whatever you get, just type it in there and just see if you have any relief. You're going to know, you know, very quickly if that's helping you or not. I think most people on the outside, I'd say 80% of the people will feel it, you know, within maybe the first 5 or 10 minutes. And the other 20% might take a few days. But just keep doing it. And that's why it's on there, is to give you some relief. Remember, you're helping your body. And it's up to you to want to help your body. So, you know, there are things out there that might be courting you, connecting to you for some reason. And it doesn't matter what the reason is, they should not be doing it. So, you know, the old scenario of no pain, no gain doesn't necessarily work here. Some people think they have to re-experience and thrash through, understand what their situation is, why they have it, you know, what past life did they get it from, you know, and actually love that experience. And I guess it is okay to love it if you love it out of your life. To actually completely liking pain, okay, and having to suffer, having the body suffer through spiritual ignorance of different religions that teach you to suffer, that's horrible. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia. Remember, like I said, the physical body is under so much attack here that if you had a clue of what's happening, you'd be on all of these clearings, getting them out of your body space, you know, because that would be your number one priority, is to help your physical body, because you're living in it. And each day that your body lives, it's one day closer to its death, only because of these alien energies that are attacking it. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, on another note altogether, I just got a request in from Nima, and he's asking if you could please bring in the 8D Earth Spirit energy, and that will probably bring up some questions for people about what he's talking about, and so maybe you could just give us a little information or talk about the Earth's ascension and the 8D, and then maybe bring a sample in of that.
Sure, okay. So as of right now today, this very second. Remember, the light only works in the now. And so the Earth Spirit decided a while back to leave this 3D reality. So the dimensional numbers, 3D and 8D, are just strictly numbers that we know about here. In the true light, there's no such thing. But for us, we have numbers. So the Earth Spirit, because it does not like this particular energy of what we call 3D here, which is basically the energies on this planet that are controlled by aliens, and it's controlling it by aliens. During the ascension time, it is physically leaving, spiritually leaving, this blueprint of the Earth. So it's no longer going to have its spirit connected to this physical Earth blueprint. And it decided to go to another consciousness, and it already has its blueprint created in 8D reality. Now, a lot of the New Age people are talking about ascension, moving up into maybe, you know, I probably have heard people talking about 5D, okay? So somehow the dark side is telling them that the Earth Spirit or ascension or something is going to 5D or maybe 4D or something. Well, that's just the dark side, it's energy. Remember, they're giving you information so that you can cord there, like on 2012, and they're waiting there with a net to grab you, okay? And so, or maybe more like a spear gun, okay? So, they're waiting to get you. This is why we have the 2012 Ascension clearing on the website there on the left-hand side. So, the Earth Spirit, as of right now, is planning to go to 8D. And then it's going to re-energize a physical blueprint that it already has created in this reality. And the darkness that we have here will not be in that frequency. And that's basically what it is. So we'll bring in the energy of 8D right now. So this is how it would feel if you lived on an 8D planet. Okay? Remember, you're only using your senses. So your senses are very, very limited right now, because your senses are used to a 3D reality. 8D is so much more energy, but you can use your senses to recognize this here. So here we go. We're bringing the 8D reality. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just kind of sense the energy. Remember, you're using your senses to actually tell you what it's like. So you're very limited because you may only be feeling maybe 5% of that, of what it would really be like. But basically, when you're in spirit energy, you're out of time, and then you're in peace. So you should feel very peaceful. So back to you, Sylvia.
It definitely feels so peaceful and so heart-centered and very light compared to the feeling of here. So that's great. And, Ron, we had a question earlier on the fast chat about how the Earth Spirit is doing in relationship to its clearing to get ready for the ascension process.
Well, the Earth Spirit is still about 12.5%, okay? I haven't seen it increase yet. I think it went up like 0.1% maybe a month ago or something. So as of yet, I haven't seen it increase more, which means that it's still battling the aliens and those life forms that are here, preventing it from having free will. So that's where it is. So that's kind of how I would, you know, present that. remember, 12.5% is much better than what it was when it was 3. And this is probably why you're actually feeling yourself out there, maybe a little more energy, a little more consciousness, because you are resonating to the elements of the earth, which the earth spirit is energizing, because your body's made up of that. So the further along the earth spirit gets in its healing, and then as it re-energizes its blueprint, which is what you're living on and what you're created out of as far as the elements, you will automatically start to feel better yourself, okay? So that's kind of the way it would work. And like I say, when the earth spirit, I think, hits about 30%, I think things will start to happen here for the positive, okay? Although everything that happens now is still for the positive because, you know, we're getting rid of more of the alien life forms, especially the orb energies. The orb energies was quite something. So it's all good. It's all good. My only hope is that that the earth spirit can get to a high enough point before the ascension time so that we could all enjoy this planet before the earth spirit possibly leaves it, okay? It could actually come back in again and say, you know, I fought off all the aliens, all these people that go to churches bringing them in. We dissolved all of that energy. We got rid of all these dark side God pools of energy, spells and witchcraft. I got rid of all of those, we'll say, and then, you know, the earth spirit would be talking, you know, and said, okay, I am now choosing to stay here on this planet and re-energize it after ascension. So then all of a sudden, you know, we could be here living on this beautiful planet without ticks, without the bugs that bite you and things like this here. And we could have a wonderful place here because it was beautiful at some point. We just don't know it in this lifetime. In fact, I'll bring in the energy of the earth the way it was intended, okay, the way it used to be before it got corrupted by the aliens, okay, the ones that are against free will, free choice. Let me clarify that because I know there are aliens here living that do hold spiritual consciousness. They're probably underground, okay, and some could be on the surface here, but typically, you know, they're living the true life of non-judgment, okay, but we may not even know who they are or what they are, how they even look, but we'll bring in the energy of the earth the way it's supposed to be in non-judgment, so I'll let you feel that energy, so here it comes. So the earth spirit will bring it into you. And the earth spirit is a male, okay? It's not Mother Earth. That's another dark side ploy so that you don't connect to the true spirit energy. This is a male spirit. So here we go. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see how that feels for everybody. Our show's about ending. Boy, wish we had another hour. This would be great. We do have our question and answer time, though, coming up Friday after the Station 2 show on this coming Friday. The same basic time as this here. It'll start at 8 o'clock. I'll give you the phone number, everybody, if you wish to jot it down. It's 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. So if you happen to be out and about and you come back late and you come back probably around 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern, just come on the call. 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. So here we go. I'm going to take out of you, we have about 2 minutes to go here. I'm going to take out of you, if you have any type of stomach problems or something, maybe you don't feel quite right in your stomach, thinking that maybe the physical food that you ate may not be agreeing with you, okay? Well, maybe it's alien food in your body, okay? An alien energy of the alien food from the shapeshifters. You know, maybe they're eating something that you would never think about eating yourself, you know. I won't get into much of this here, so here we go. We'll take away the alien food energy from the shapeshifters. Hang on, everybody. Count to ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll bring in some peace energy now. Here it comes. So it'll be coming through your monitor screen. This is Ron Ametron, Creation Lightship Healings, and our BBS radio program, creationlightship.com. And here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So thank you all for being with us. Thank you for the callers. I know we probably have many questions that we haven't answered yet. Like I said, we need another hour for this show today. It's been a very active show. So here's peace energy coming in. There we go. Okay, everybody. Blessings, and thank you, Sylvia, and thank you, all the callers who called in. Blessings to all of you. Good night.
Good night, everyone, and we will see you on Friday, Station 2, 5 minutes before 7 Pacific. Come back with your questions then. We'll get to more of them. And until then, blessings, everyone. Good night.